When we tested this, the sales jumped by about 5x. It was absolutely massive. We sold those 100 units in 3 weeks. He couldn't even sell 100 units in 2 months. Now, let me tell you a little secret that is not widely known. By tapping into these affiliates, they can create a huge halo effect. You're not gonna see this mentioned on probably any other Amazon or e-com type channel. And that is, I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Are you a manufacturer, a product designer, an inventor, and you want to take your product global? Then reach out to me, because that's what I do for a living. I help take people's products global. My name is Matthew Fraser. Welcome to Amazon Ecom Secrets. And I want to reach out to those people specifically because that is what I do for a living. I help take products global. And I do that in a range of different ways. One of the main things I do is I form partnerships with these people and expand their products across the globe. Now, as you can appreciate, expanding a product across the globe, there is a formula. It's not just throw it into the marketplace. There's a strategic method, and each method is based on the product, right? The product and also the person who owns that product, because there's different factors that come into place. So I want to walk you through one example that I've done, which has taken a healthcare product across the globe to now having done over $50 million in sales. And so it starts off back in 2018 when a local manufacturer of a healthcare product reached out to me and said, Matthew, look, I've got this product. I'm having difficulty getting it into the marketplace. The reason why they were having difficulty was because he wanted to go into the pharmacy sector, chemist stores around Australia. And the problem was that the wholesalers wanted to have a minimum order quantity, which was far greater than he could afford to go into. And the other thing was it was going to really affect his cash flow, because the wholesalers don't want to pay you for 3 to 4 months down the track. They might say 3 months, but it really ends up being 4 months. So now you've got to come up with the money to manufacture the product, stick it into the wholesaler, and then not get paid for months and months. And when you're first starting out, it can be a real problem. So he had no experience with Amazon whatsoever, but he knew that I was the man. So what we did is we sent over to make things easy, and also, I guess, in a way to help test the relationship without a lot of money involved. We sent over 100 units, no money down from my part. He said, look, send over 100 units. Let's test them in the marketplace and see how we go. Now, we sold those 100 units in 3 weeks. Now, at the time, this is going back to 2018, we thought that was incredible, because he couldn't even sell 100 units in Australia in like 2 months, okay? So now we're thinking, this is an incredible opportunity. We didn't know at the time, though, how incredible it was ultimately going to be. So we focused on Amazon USA. Once we got sales dialed in, and when I say dialed in, we got to, I think we're doing about $50,000 a month in sales. Things were going pretty well. It was at that point, and around that time, that Amazon Australia had also opened up. I was now going to buy the products from the manufacturer, and I had the exclusive rights to sell that product in Amazon USA, and then ultimately Amazon Australia and other parts of the world. So that's how it came about. Now, that helped the manufacturer, because I was now buying the stock from him up front. There was no waiting for 3 months. So if you're in that position and thinking, oh, I'm gonna have to foot this myself. No, you would go and manufacture the product yourself, and you would sell it to me at a particular price. And then I then go on sell it at another price. The reason why it worked so well for this manufacturer was because he didn't have to learn and understand and spend time dealing with the Amazon platform, because he's too busy dealing with his core business, which is manufacturing and promoting the product that he owns. It gave him time to focus on other channels, right? He still wanted to ultimately sell it in Australia through the chemist stores and other parts of the world. So he could essentially write a contract with me, sell me the product, and then I just take care of everything after that. So in this particular arrangement, this suited him. Now, it might be different for you as the inventor or manufacturer. And of course, that's something that we can talk about when we meet up for one of our discovery calls. And if you want to actually meet up with me on a free discovery call, you can find the link around this video somewhere and you just book a call with me and we can discuss, you know, what that opportunity might look like. It's obligation free. At least we can get the conversation going. So going back to the healthcare product, I scaled it across through the USA through other channels like Shopify, which is then utilizing social media. So there's a whole nother thing that the manufacturer didn't have to deal with, right? All the social media. So I was doing YouTube ads, Facebook ads, Instagram. That ultimately ended up driving traffic to the Shopify store, which just simply made more sales. But the reason why we didn't do that in the beginning was the lowest hanging fruit was actually Amazon USA, right? And that's the pathway of this is let's not go for, you know, the most expensive route. Let's go for the lowest hanging fruit. And in this case, it was Amazon USA. Let's get some sales going before we then start scaling it into other platforms. The other platforms obviously was Shopify, as I mentioned, but then we went into eBay USA. And then years down the track, we went into Walmart USA when Walmart decided to do their own competition to Amazon. And we want to be in all those platforms because what you'll find is that people get accustomed to the channel or the marketplace that they like. So even for me now, I actually don't do that much shopping on Amazon. Although I'm a big Amazon seller, I've just got accustomed in Australia to buying through eBay. eBay just has a range of products. I guess probably because a lot of the things that I'm looking for are just not on Amazon. So I steer more towards eBay, and I've been buying on eBay for like since the dawn of time. So, and I think every time I ring eBay as well, like, cause I sell there now and they say, oh, thank you for joining us, you know, like 17 years ago or something. That's why we want to be in all those platforms, is because people like to shop where they like to shop. Okay. And so we want to have our product there or your product there ready for people to buy. It's as simple as that. And once we've dialed in now all of the USA, we're on all the platforms, we're utilizing all the social media channels, we can then go even one step further than that. And that is to utilize, and this depends on your product again, affiliates. Now affiliates is almost like having people who are gonna go out and promote your product for you, and they only get paid when they make sales, right? So they put in all the hard work, and they might have other ways to make sales, right? So we don't want them to go onto Amazon and all the platforms that we're already in. We want them to tap into channels and databases that we are not already in. As an example, they might have a huge YouTube channel, maybe advertising unique products, for example. They might even have like 500,000 people as subscribers to their channel. So if they just do one video and promote the product, that could be massive. And that is a channel that we wouldn't necessarily be in. Now, let me tell you a little secret that is not widely known. And I even spoke to one of my mentors from years ago and mentioned this to him, and he was blown away with this. By tapping into these affiliates, they can create a huge halo effect. What does that mean? They do all this marketing across the channels. Like, you know, I'm talking like all the channels, Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. There's so much activity and hype going on with your product that if you're on Amazon and you're selling through Walmart and eBay, it creates this filter down effect where people are seeing it on social media and then they're going to their favorite channel. They're going to eBay and they're going to Amazon and they're buying it, right? And that is massive. And I'm talking, when we tested this through USA, the sales jumped by about 5X. Are you listening to this? It was absolutely massive. And of course, if you missed that part of the video, you're going to have to rewind because that is such massive information that you need to know about. And I'm just giving it all away for free. So, and of course, as being your seller through different channels, I'd take care of all that for you too. So again, if you're the manufacturer and inventor, you just focus on doing what you do best. And I focus on what I do best, which is making sales of your product. Once we've dialed in now, all of USA, we've exhausted all the channels, we're then going to think about, okay, where else can we sell this product? Now, the next lowest hanging fruit in the world is going to be a place like either the UK or Australia. Now, the reason for that is because it's English based. So if your product generally will have a whole bunch of instructions with it or the tags a particular way, it's going to be in English. And so we want to just simply go to where the other places of the world that speak English. That's as simple as that. UK is probably the next massive one before Australia. Once you go into the UK, you've then got the other opportunity as well, because even though in Europe there's a bazillion different languages, most of those countries do speak English. So we're going to have a bit of a, I guess, a flow on from selling in the UK, but we might also attract European buyers as well. And then it's just a rinse and repeat. We go from UK, we might simultaneously do Australia as well. But there's other big opportunities as well, such as Canada would be another one. Sorry, I almost forgot about Canada. They also speak English there, as well as French. But Canada is also interesting because when you sell into Canada, you actually, and particularly for me selling a healthcare product, you've got to get a medical license, same as the UK as well in Australia. And getting that medical license, you're going to jump through a few hoops. Now, as a part of that in Canada, you've actually got to have French on your labeling as well, because Canada has a French and English language. They don't actually pick one above the other. They actually have them both at the same time, so they don't take a bias over. So every bit of packaging, instructions, all has to be written in both English and French. So it just becomes another level of complexity regarding your product. So therefore, you may want to maybe not do Canada until the very end of the English-speaking countries. It's really on a case-by-case basis. But one thing you could tap into actually is just jumping straight into Amazon Canada, because there's a process when you're in USA, you can actually sell in Mexico to the south and, of course, Canada to the north without too much effort. But getting your product as a healthcare product sent into Canada through customs, you'll have to have the French language on there as well. So you won't be able to bypass that. But if your product is not healthcare related, you may be able to get away with actually changing the languages on your product, particularly going into Canada. So certainly something to think about. So I've told you one story about taking a product global and doing $50 million in sales. And look, it's changed my life, and it's really changed the life of the manufacturer / inventor as well. Completely changed it. It's incredible. And now, of course, fast forward, he's now selling in chemist stores in Australia because he can afford to have it sitting in a warehouse and get paid months down the track. Let me tell you about somebody else. And it's a different kind of a spin and how we're going to roll out the product. The first one I said, we took it straight to the USA. But I've got a client right now who has this incredible waste product. But in his case, the product is manufactured in Australia as well. So is my healthcare product. But what we're going to do is we're going to test the sales in Australia first. And guess what? We're not even going to use the Amazon platform, because he's got such a unique product. We think it's going to sell better by utilizing creative videos on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And that will help drive sales from those social media channels right through to a Shopify store. It's a completely different way of looking at things compared to the first one where I said we took it straight to Amazon. We are going to also sell it on Amazon. We're going to have a listing on Amazon, because remember before I talked about the halo effect, we might actually get a trickle down to Amazon, and we're going to have it on eBay in Australia as well. Now, the whole point of that is because for his particular situation, it's going to be better to roll it out across Australia, iron out all the wrinkles to do with fulfillment, the customer service, the messaging, the price point, get that all sorted out in Australia, and then we're going to look to take it to other places around the world. Most likely the next place will be the USA. But here's some of the different things we have to think about is actually in the language. So in his product, we use the word bin, but bin is not really a product we use or a word we use so much in the USA. In the USA, it's trash, yeah, or trash can, or a waste disposal. Yeah, so there's some different nuances that we have to think about. We can't just simply throw the same type of creative straight into USA. We're going to have to think about it a little bit differently because of the different marketplace. But you know what? Ultimately, we don't actually know if this product is going to sell, because I've never sold the product before. We think it's going to sell. We hope it's going to sell. We're going to do all we can to help make it sell. But we won't know until it's in the hands of the customer. You know, will the customer see this ad on Facebook and buy it? And then once they do buy it, do they send it back? I don't know. But we think we're on a winning product, but we won't know until we get money in the door. But I tell you what, There's an advantage though with rolling this out at a small scale first. And I always say to my clients, let's not go for the stars first. Let's keep the manufacturing as small as we possibly can. Let's get testing done in the marketplace, because ultimately we want to prove the product and make sure it has product market fit. There's no point spending tens and tens of thousands of dollars on product and just having it sitting in the warehouse. I would rather sell out of the product and then have the problem of making more product. I'd rather that problem than having the problem of having tens of thousands of units sitting in a warehouse and we just can't make sales. That would be an absolute disaster. So those are the tiny kind of tiny nuances we have to think about, because ultimately it's your money on the line. Now, this could be gold for you as well. You're not going to see this mentioned on probably any other Amazon or e-com type channel, certainly from not some guru sitting behind a desk in a sports jacket. And that is that we could actually, once we've proven the sales in Australia, we could look to license the product in different territories. And you say, license the product. What does that mean for you? Well, perhaps you license your unique product to someone in the USA and you say, you know what? All I want is $1 a unit. So now you don't have to come up with all the cash to invest in more inventory for USA. You'll let somebody else do that and let them take care of all the sales channels, and you'll just get a royalty. You may even get an upfront fee for selling the license to them in the first place. Now, of course, you're going to put them on different types of contracts to make sure they have minimum order quantities, things like that. You don't want to sell the license to a dud. So you might have to have something in place to sell it, to say, you know, by a certain time, if you haven't reached certain milestones, you know, you lose the product license. But just imagine if you're selling, let's say, even 50,000 units a month in USA, which I think is very achievable, and you just had $50,000 a month just coming into your bank account every single month, and you didn't have to spend any more money on inventory, no more customer service, no more manufacturing. You could let them do that. That could be a winner. So guys, now that I've given you an insight into some of the products that I've taken across the world, and even one I'm about to take across the world in different ways suited to each particular client, what does it look like for you? Well, first of all, you would contact me through somewhere around this video. There's going to be a messaging thing, right? Hit the button, contact me, book a discovery call with me. And it's going to be an initial meeting to talk about the product. And in that meeting, we're going to do like an assessment of the product. You know, what do I think of it? What are your goals with the product? Whereabouts is it up to in the design process? Perhaps you've only got it on paper. Perhaps you've actually got it selling already in Australia, and now you're looking to take the product to other markets. So that's another different way. And I really just determining a product market fit in a particular country. I mentioned before about maybe things have to change based on language. And then ultimately, is there going to be a margin in there for myself as well? If that is the type of deal we do, maybe it's not. Maybe we do a joint venture. You know, there's different ways to skin the cat, that's for sure. And then I also want to see, you know, is this going to be the right product for me to help take global? I'm going to tell you, not every product is going to be right. And I can only be selective in what I take on because I've only got so much time. I can't take on 100,000 different products, right? So hopefully your product is amazing. You want to take it global. At least, you know, what do you got to lose? Contact me at least through this DM service or through YouTube here. And let's book a meeting and let's just have a talk about, is this product going to be right for you and me? We will certainly want it to be a win-win relationship into the future. All right, so that's how it goes, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed that episode and I look forward to seeing you on the next one. Thanks so much. Take care. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.